Gonna turn the gavel over to co-chair.
Thank you. We'd like to welcome the Maine State Bar Association. I think we have Susan Fonts here and Angela Armstrong. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Senator Carney, Representative Kuhn, and members of the committee. My name is Susan Fonts. I'm the current president of the Maine State Bar Association, and I'm here today with Angela Armstrong, our executive director, and she's going to help me get through these slides. So we are the Maine State Bar Association. The mission of the Maine State Bar Association is to promote the honor, dignity, and professionalism of lawyers, advance the knowledge, skills, and interests of its members, and support the public interest in a fair and effective system of justice. We have been an organization that was chartered in 1891 by the Maine legislature. We have approximately 25 attorneys statewide who are members of the Maine State Bar Association. We have an elected board of governors with 23 volunteer attorneys, 13 governors representing various geographical districts, three representing the women's law section, the new lawyer section, and the BIPOC section. We also have two at-large governors representing the public sector attorneys and in-house counsel. A research platform for those work of attorneys program, which allows lawyers to talk with each other about areas of substantive law that they may have questions about in a confidential and safe environment. We also do judicial evaluations. That's probably where you'll see us again in the future. We have a leadership academy that we hold every other year. Those are some of the programs that we run. In terms of our legislative advocacy, we tend to look at bills that would affect the practice of law or that may have an impact on the public in terms of providing access to justice. In terms of what we do for the legislature, where you may see us in front of the legislature, is we do the judicial surveys for judges who have to renew their terms. Additionally, we can serve as an information resource to the legislature for its various substantive legal sections. And also by statute, we have a member of the Maine State Bar Association who sits on the Maine Commission for Public Defense Services. So in terms of, just to give you some geographic data about our organization, which I think will be helpful in understanding sort of lawyers out there in the practice of law. So we currently have 2,467 members. As you can see from that graph, a majority of our members tend to be in private practice.
Yes, standard members. So they are mostly in private practice. Yes.
We do have some members of the judiciary. We have some retired members. We have some student members, and then a small segment of members who work in the public sector. If you look at the next graph, you can see that the vast majority of our membership comes from Cumberland County. And as you go through the other counties, the membership numbers are smaller. In terms of gender, at least from the data that we have approximately 1,369 males, 874 females, and then that's it. In terms of race and ethnicity, the vast majority of our membership has report. Is that unknown?
No, that's white.
Oh, I'm sorry. The vast majority of our membership has reported themselves as Caucasian. We do have a 1% Asian membership. I mentioned that because I'm Korean American and I'm the first Asian American president of the Maine State Bar Association. I'm very proud of that. And in terms of years of practice, this graph gives you some idea in terms of the number of years lawyers have been practicing that are members of the bar. I think the next data piece of data is most important because this is probably touches upon some of the things that this committee may be interested in hearing about. But as you can see, 28% of our memberships are over the age of 60, and 43% of our membership is over the age of 50. And I mention this because that is what we call graying or silvering of the bar. And that has been a challenge as these lawyers, you know, head towards retirement. We're finding out in the rural communities, those lawyers are retiring, and it's been hard to attract attorneys to go to those rural areas and fill that sort of void. In terms of issues facing the main bar, as I just mentioned, the graying or silvering of the bar has been a challenge for us in terms of our membership, but also in terms of providing access to justice, especially in the rural areas. That's another area is we do have a rural task force that has been working with other stakeholders in the community to try to understand the issues to access to justice in those communities. Another focus of the main bar has been its focus on wellness. As you have probably heard, lawyers tend to have a lot more demands on them these days, and that has resulted in them leaving the practice or resulting in burnout or other behaviors that are not good for the bar. So that has been a focus for this organization. Substance abuse challenges is another focus of our organization. And then indigent defense and understanding sort of the challenges of the needs in the criminal law sector and trying to see if our organization can help in any way.
I'd like to just share that the data that we are providing you are our member numbers. And for those of you who may not understand, Maine is this Maine State Bar Association is considered a voluntary organization. Attorneys do not have to belong to the association to practice law in Maine. The Board of Overseers are the licensing disciplinary agency. So when we're talking about these numbers, we don't have the overall numbers of the main bar. We have the Maine State Bar Association numbers. I can tell you, based on some data that I have gathered from the Board of Overseers, we are approximately, depending on the time of the year and stuff like that, we're about 62% of active licensed attorneys in the state. Because we do have a few not out-of-state members, there are out-of-state attorneys that are licensed to practice in Maine. But if I'm talking about in-state active attorneys, we're at about 62% of that.
Thank you for your presentation. Are there any questions? Representative Lake.
So this one is MSBA data. These are just people who are members of the Maine State Bar Association.
That is correct.
And I think you said there are Board of Overseers.
Yes.
Data as well. Does it sort of align demographically with what you all have?
I haven't seen an annual report from the Board of Overseers in a few years. So I can't. Back when there was an annual report, yes, that is true. So I would say that's somewhat, you can base it somewhat on that. But unfortunately, we haven't seen an annual report in a few years, so I don't know currently.
Thank you. Any other questions? I had a question similar to Representative Lee's. The chart showing the geographic distribution is really stark. And I just wondered, does that reflect the distribution of lawyers across the state or the concentration of just your membership?
Well, that is the concentration of our membership, but that very closely resembles attorneys across the state. I mean, we have, as Susan was saying, I think it's Piscataquis County. We have six members, but there aren't that many more in the county that practice there. And most of them are older attorneys. So we're losing them as well because they're going to be retiring. So that's when we're talking about that rural legal, the legal desert. It's scary as to what that might end up with. I mean, and you know, other states like North Dakota, South Dakota, we're all experiencing it. And unfortunately, we don't have the magic bullet answer.
Angela and I are planning to do a road trip, multiple road trips this year during my presidency to meet with county bar members and try to understand sort of, you know, what are the needs out in those counties and how can we serve them.
Thank you. Representative Lee, did you have another question?
I just felt like the starkest, well, the size of the Cumberland line is stark, but I think the starkest piece of data, which is that the next highest number is out of state versus any other county in the
Yeah.
state.
And that's a good point. We have noticed that that's been we've seen like an increasing trend from out of state lawyers who are starting to join our membership.
Yeah, I mean, we have a number of members that are, you know, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, who come and practice in Maine, or they're licensed here, so they will become members of ours, because they'll get discounted CLE, and they have to get Maine specific CLE to join here. So we are seeing some of that, and I think we're going to see more of it now that those lines are blurred.
Any further questions? All right. Thank you very much for your
Thank you.
presentation. Before we transition, Senator Hagan, would you like to introduce yourself?